News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Pope Francis didn't use his prepared homily for today's Palm Sunday services in St. Peter's Square. Several news services say that he instead spoke off the cuff, calling on people to look into their own hearts to see how they are living their lives. He also referred to how Jesus' disciples fell asleep shortly before he was betrayed by Judas before the crucifixion, asking, "Has my life fallen asleep?" Pope Francis also broke from tradition by shedding some of the red vestments atop his plain white cassock and posed for selfie photos with several young people from Rio de Janeiro who had carried a large cross into the square. There's a new wave of unrest taking shape in the eastern portion of Ukraine as pro-Russian demonstrators have commandeered police stations and they've occupied government buildings. Katie Stallard for Fox sister network Sky News has more from the city of Slovenisk.
They're demanding a referendum on federalization, effectively the creation of an independent state within the state of Ukraine. That's technically what this is about, but a number of the people involved here want to go much further. They want to break away from Ukraine altogether, and so they are appealing to Russia for help to enable them to carry out this referendum, to give them the choice of breaking away or at least securing independence and autonomy from the government in Kiev.
There have been reports of violence, including deaths related to the rebellion. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, joined members of Ukraine's government in blaming Russia for instigating the disorder and most likely sending in undercover armed operatives. The long, cold winter means more than just ice on lakes and rivers. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources officials say the extended period of ice cover has led to less oxygen in the water, and because the sunlight can't penetrate the ice and snow, that means it can't reach the underwater plants. More fish will die because of that. Paul Cunningham is a Department of Natural Resources fisheries ecologist. He said shallow lakes with large amounts of aquatic vegetation and mucky bottoms are prone to the problem. He said they'll have much lower oxygen to start with, and that means less for the fish. Investigators believe a fire that started in a Knowlton area home yesterday was caused by an electrical problem. That fire was at a home on Brooks Road and started shortly after 4 p.m. The family not home at the time. Responders did give oxygen to the family's dogs as a precaution since they'd been inside the smoke-filled home. A western Wisconsin home spared from fire by a second simultaneous problem. Several fire departments went to the house near Lake Wissota Friday, and they were able to contain the damage to a single room in the basement. Firefighters say the home had a water pipe burst right after the fire started, and the spraying water probably saved the rest of the house. There was nobody home at the time of the fire and pipe burst. Most of the damage was smoke and water damage, and that can be repaired. Parts of southeast Wisconsin saw massive thunderstorms and ping-pong-sized hail yesterday. National Weather Service in Sullivan said strong winds and temperature differences of 35 to 40 degrees mixed a perfect recipe for a strong spring storm system. In Manitowoc County, the wind so strong it ripped the roof off of an elementary school. No one injured in that incident. The storm also knocked down trees and power lines. As for flooding concerns, National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for several counties. Most of those are along the Mississippi and Wisconsin rivers in southwest Wisconsin. Another state assembly member is stepping down. 4th Assembly District Representative Chad Wenninger from the Green Bay area is a Republican. He announced he will leave the assembly to become the Director of Administrations for Brown County. He will not resign. Wenninger says his office and staff will remain open to serve the district until a new representative is elected in November. The 42-year-old adds that his pay will be donated to a local charity. Governor Scott Walker granted a six-month extension on the decision for a proposed Kenosha casino. The extension pushes that deadline to February 19th, well past the November 4th election. The Menominee tribe has been seeking to build an $800 million Hard Rock casino on the ground of the old Dairyland Greyhound dog track. Tribe leaders claim the casino would benefit the tribe and local economy. Not all the tribes agree. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. For today, overcast, a round of rain still possible yet this afternoon, and snow showers late. Look for a daytime high of 49 and overnight low tonight of 40 degrees. For Monday, snow showers possible early, then turning partly to mostly cloudy. Monday high of 38 And then Monday night, getting down to 27 degrees as the clouds continue. Partly cloudy and cool on Tuesday. Look for a high of 39 and cool with a mix of rain and snow on Wednesday, high of 40. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.